We're on the Gemara on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Leilu Nishmas, our dear friend Reb Moshe Zelig ben Reb Zerach HaKoyen. If you have a look at the Gemara, it's the ninth line, and it's with the words Dine Nefoshes. First words on the line, Dine Nefoshes. Tala Rabbono. Minayin, how do you know? Leyotze mi Beis Din Chayev. If somebody emerges from the Beis Din and they've made him guilty, va'omar echod, and one of them says, one second, yeshli lelamed olav zechus. On second thoughts, I have, although we've already made him chayev, I have a way of being malamed zechus. I have a way of finding perhaps an avenue that would make him zakai after all. So minayin shemachzirin oisei. How do you know that yes, you would rescind the din? And even though we're already paskan chayev, but we would reconsider and perhaps make him potter, zakai. Talmud loyma noki al taharoig. Do not kill an innocent man. Now, what does the word noki mean? Noki means clean or innocent, but there's two ways that that could be understood. Either it means noki, somebody who is innocent, or noki, somebody who has been found to be innocent. And that's not the same thing. If we would translate noki as in an innocent man, do not kill an innocent man. So then we full well understand that even though he was found guilty, but nonetheless, he may be innocent. And if he may be innocent, therefore we can't kill him, so therefore you'd rescind the din. But if we were to translate the word noki, not as in innocent, but rather found innocent, do not kill somebody who was found innocent, well, then maybe in our particular case, it would be different. Why? Because he was found guilty. He wasn't found innocent. So look at Rashi, Noki. Says Rashi, Noki means mashma min hachet. The translation that we're adopting is that he's Noki min hachet. He's innocent from Avera. He's considered innocent. Even though he was found in the din to be guilty. So we cannot translate Noki as in found to be innocent, rather innocent. Do not kill a man who is innocent. Not do not kill a man who's been found to be innocent, because this particular fellow was not found to be innocent. In fact, he was found to be guilty. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that fine, we're going to translate it as in, do not kill somebody who has, in fact, he is innocent, he may well be innocent. And the proof is because despite having Megan found guilty, but somebody's now saying, but one moment, I may have a limud zechus. And if that's the case, fine, so we do not kill him. That's one direction. Now look in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, what about in the opposite direction? Uminayin leyotze mi Beis Din zakai. What happens in a case where he really was found to be innocent? When he leaves the Beis Din, having been found innocent, v'omar echod yeshli lil moed olav choivo. And one of them says, actually, I think I have a reason now to incriminate him, to make him chayev after having already paskin that he's potter. Is minayin she'ein machzirin, I say. So how do I know in a case like that we do not return him? So we have another posuk. Tzadik al taharoig. The first posuk was noki al taharoig. Now tzadik al taharoig. So what does tzadik mean? Again, if tzaddik means he is innocent, well, I don't know if this guy is innocent, but if tzaddik means he's been found to be innocent, well, that's exactly what's happened in our story. Says Rashi, tzaddik, mashma, shenitzdadik bedin. What does that mean, shenitzdadik bedin? He has been found to be innocent in court, in the Beis Din. So it turns out, therefore, that we have now the drosha in both directions. Tzaddik al tarog means if he's been found to be innocent, don't now be machzir the din. But if he's been found to be guilty and he may be innocent, that's a different pasuk, then we evoke the noki al tarog pasuk. So therefore, what's the final conclusion? Again, if he's been found guilty, we can once again listen to somebody who may have a reason to exempt him. If he's been found innocent, then we would not listen to somebody who may want to make him guilty. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Simi Bar Ashi, v'chilufa lemeisis. The opposite is true for a meisis. What's a meisis? We've had a meisis before. A meisis or madiach. A meisis is not somebody who himself committed an avera, but rather it's somebody who is trying to convince other people to be over averis. A meisis to cause them to be over avera zara. In a case like that, so he himself is put to death for convincing others to be over avera zara. But here we have a special pasuk. What does the pasuk say? Deksiv loy sachmoil veloy tekase olov. Do not have compassion and do not cover up for him. So that's the only case where, in fact, the opposite is true. If you find him guilty, we would not now reconsider to make him innocent. In all other cases, whether it's murder or chilul Shabbos or aroyes, any avera which carries a death penalty, even if he's already been found guilty, but if somebody now suggests he's got a reason to exonerate him, we would listen. But in the case of meisis, we have a special gzeiras hakosov, no rachmonos, no compassion, no trying to cover him up. Once you find him guilty, that's it. There's no going back on that. So that's a special halacha. Rav Kahana learns it from a different posuk. Rav Kahana masti michi horag tahargenu. You're going to surely kill him. Do everything you can to kill him. Says the Gemara, now we know, and we've discussed this in the Mishnah. What is the fundamental difference in this inyan between dinei nefoshos and dinei mamonos? Well, we know the difference. In the case of dinei nefoshos, as we've just mentioned, we're doing everything we can to exempt him. So can you change the din? The answer is it depends what happened in the beginning. If he was found to be innocent, it's not retractable. If he was found to be guilty, it is retractable. What about in the case of momonos? So as we know, momonos is different. In what way is momonos different? Momonos can always be reversed. Momonos can always be reversed. So we see clearly that we have a very different a different halacha for dinei momonos and dinei nefoshos. In the case of dinei nefoshos, we will not overturn an innocent psak, and in the case of dinei momonos, we would. Now, what about something which is neither momonos or nefoshos? What would be an example? Says the Gemara. Boy, minei Rav Zeira, minei Rav Sheshes, chayev, goliois, mai. The Gemara says minayim, but at the side it says you're supposed to amend it to mai. What's the halacha in chayvei goliois? So we know what golos is. Somebody who was accused and then found committed to be a roitzeach b'shoigeg. So he's got to go to golos, which means we are neither paskening nefoshes nor momonos. But the psak din of the Beis Din is, sorry, you have to escape to Golos. Otherwise, you could be killed by the Goel Adam.
So now, does the person have to go, or can they say, I don't want to go?
It doesn't have to go. But if they paskin that he's chayev golos, it's not sure. I take that back. He does have to go. Excuse me. He does have to go. So if he does go, he's mekayim the mitzvah. If he doesn't go, he can be killed by the goel adam. Can that be rescinded? Meaning, if the Beis Din paskin that you're potter from golos, you're not the murderer, or it was an oinus, or whatever it may be. So can they now reconsider? If somebody says, oh, one second, I have evidence, in fact, that would suggest that he is chayav golos after all. So it's not momonous, but it's also not nefashos.
Why is it not nefashos? I mean, it's a case. They just came back with a verdict that he was an onus. Is no, that still a case of...
Yeah, nefashos means we would not overturn the psak and now put him to death. I'm not putting him to death anyway. I'm just paskening these chayav golos. In Dine Nefashos means he was accused of Chilul Shabbos. He was exempted. And now somebody says, one second, I think he is chayav after all. Ah, if you're chayav, means you want to stone him to death. So therefore, when you're talking about to overturn it and possibly kill him, then we have the pasuk that no tzaddik al tarig. Over here, even if I overturn it, I don't want to kill him. I just want to send him to golos. So it's not momonous, that's true, but it's also not nefashos. Says the Gemara, boy, min erev zeirem erev sheishas chayvei golios mai. Says the Gemara, asya reitzeach, reitzeach. We have a gzeira shava. Look at Rashi. Rashi immediately explains. Chayvei golios mai mi hava kedinei nefoshos oiloi. Do we put that in the same bracket as din nefashos, which means we would not be allowed to turn over the din? Ksiv v'chayvei misais, with regard to chiv misas, it says, you must horeitzeach. V'ksiv v'chayvei galos, lonos shamos horeitzeach. So we have the famous principle of the gzera shava. If the same word is written in the parasha of misa, as in galos, we would compare them. So just like in the case of Misa, we would not overturn the psak in order to find him guilty, so too in the case of Golos as well. Then says the Gemara, similar shayna, chayve malkos minayin omay. What happens in a case where, again, he's not being accused of chayve Momonos, neither is it nefoshos. They accuse him, for example, of eating nevela. What's halacha if somebody eats nevela? It's chayv malkus. So he was found to be innocent. Okay, he's exempt from malkus. And now somebody says, oh, one second. I think on second thoughts, I have a proof that maybe he's chayv after all. We should give him malkus. So what's halacha? Says the Gemara, we have a gzeira shava for that as well. Asya, Rosha, Rosha. What does it mean, Rosha, Rosha? Look at Rashi. Ksiv b'dinei nefasha is ashehu Rosha lamos. V'ksiv b'chayvei malkos v'hayoyim bin hakos ha-Rosha. So we have the gzeira shava. The first gzeira shava was Ritzeach, Ritzeach. This is a gzeir shava of Rosha Rosha that tells us to compare Chayve Malkus to Ritzicha. And therefore, just like in the case of Ritzicha, in the case of Dinei Nefashos, we do not overturn the psak to make him guilty, so too in the case of Golos, so too in the case of Malkus. And in fact, the Gemara says all of that is explicit in the Braisa. So look at the Gemara. Tanya Nami Hochi. Chayve Golias Minayin Asir Ritzeach Ritzeach, Chayve Malkus Minayin Asir Rosha Rosha. So it's all explicit. Yeah, so just give me 2 seconds, excuse me. Okay, says the Gemara, Ve'ein Machzirin L'choivo. This once again is a quote from the Mishnah from the beginning of the Perek. where it says in the case of momonos, we can be machzir, as mentioned, either for zechus or for choiva, whereas in the case of nefashos, even though we can be machzir for zechus, but not for choiva, says the Gemara. Ein machzirin lechoiva. Now, this is a very, very important principle. Rabbi Yisai, let's set up the case. What exactly are we talking about? Somebody was accused of committing an avera that carries a death penalty. So, for example, he was accused of being mechalal Shabbos, and he was exempted. He's found to be innocent. A big sigh of relief. After the psak din, one of the dayanim says, "One moment, I just realized I made a mistake. And on second thoughts, I should have really passed in the opposite direction." So what did the Mishnah say? No. Ein machzirin lechoiva. That was the pasuk of Tzadik al Taharik. Now, the Gemara is going to make a distinction. It's a little bit similar to what we saw in Amud Aleph. Remember in Amud Aleph, we saw that there's different types of mistakes. A ta'a b'dvar Mishnah, a ta'a b'shikul hadas. What about in the case of a ta'us on a mafurash pasuk in the Chumash? So in other words, the Dayan said, you know, I voted innocent, but to be perfectly honest, I just realized that I made a terrible, terrible mistake. In fact, it's so terrible that it's a mafurash pasuk in the Chumash. I simply forgot a mafurash pasuk. That's one type of mistake. There's another type of mistake, which is that it's not a mafurash pasuk. Maybe it's a drasha, it's Teirah Sheba'al Peh. Now, we know that there were those in Klal Yisrael who denied Teirah Sheba'al Peh. Who are they? The Tzedukim. So what were the Tzedukim in agreement with? They were in agreement with anything which is explicit in the pasuk. That they did not deny. So if the Torah says, for example, you count Sfir Sa'ima Mimocharas HaShabbos, how do they translate that? From the day after Shabbos. Fine, so Sfir Sa'ima always has to begin on a Sunday. They didn't deny what it says in the Pasuk, but they denied the fact that in Torah Sheba'al Peh, we know that Mimocharas HaShabbos does not mean the day after Shabbos, but rather it's referring to Pesach, it's the day after Pesach. So if we want to distinguish with regard to our subject between a mistake which is a mafurish pasuk in the Chumash, as opposed to a mistake which is not explicit in the Chumash, but rather it is a drosha of Baal Peh, then one way of wording that is it a mistake on something that the Tzedukim would have agreed to or not? If it's something that the Tzedukim would have agreed to, that's another way of saying that what? That it's a mafurish pasuk in the Chumash. Obviously, that's a much more serious mistake. So now, having said that, look back into the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Ve'ein machzirin lechoifa. Omar Reb Chiya ba'aba, Omar Reb Yechanan. Ve'hu, that is only referring, when did we say that you cannot be machzir lechoiva, and that once he's been made innocent, it's finished, you can't make him guilty. That's talking about, says the Gemara, Omar Reb Chiya ba'aba, Omar Reb Yechon, v'hu sheta'o b'davar she'ein hatzadukim moedim boy. That's only talking about a mistake, something that the Tzedukim would never have agreed to. That's another way of saying what? Teirah Sheba'al Peh. If your mistake, albeit explicit, but it was not an explicit pasuk, rather it was something in Teirah Sheba'al Peh, which means that Tzedukim would not have agreed to it, that's when the rule of the Mishnah applies, i.e., that it cannot be now overturned. Avol to'o bedavar. But if he made such a serious mistake, it's something Shatzadukin Moidin Boy, It's something that even the Tzedukim would have agreed to. In other words, it's a Mefurash Pasuk. Then Zil Kori Beiravhu. Rabbi Yosef, how do they translate that expression? The children.
Because, how they translate it is because it's just something that one can go read in school.
Right. Even children in Cheder know that. If it's something so explicit that even the Tzedukim agree to, then Kori Beirav. Beirav means a Talmud in Yeshiva, a Bocha, the kid. Even kids know that. And therefore, that can be overturned. That's not called changing the Psak. That's called that it turns out that the Psak was a non-Psak. Look at Rashi. Dovor she'ein ha-tzedukim moedin boy. What does it mean, something that the Tzedukim are not in agreement with? She'ein ta'usoi mefurash batoira behedya. It is something where the tos is not clearly explicit in the Torah. Elo, b'mishnah, oy b'divrei ho'amuroim. With the common denominator being that word, that either way, the Tzedukim are not in agreement with that. So then indeed, that cannot be overturned. But if it's a Mefurash Pasuk, says Rashi, Zilkari Beiravu Tinoike Shel Beis Rabbom. Even children by their Rebbe in Cheder, Yoidin She'enoi Klum. They know that's nothing. He says, well, what's he done? He hasn't said anything. He made a blatant mistake. He forgot that the Torah says you've got to keep Shabbos. And therefore, Vahodar, that could definitely be overturned. Now, says the Gemara, Bo'o mine Reb Chiya Ba'abo, Mereb Yechanan. Reb Chiya Ba'abo now asks the following question. To b'noyef v'noy ofes ma'hu. What happens if the mistake was in the case of a noyef and a noyofes? What does that mean? In the case of adultery. Noyef is the masculine, noyofes is the feminine. A zocha and a keva commit an avera together. What's the halacha in that case? Now, it's not clear what the shaila was. Why should that be different to anything else? Again, what have we been discussing in our whole amud? We've been discussing somebody who was made innocent. Can you now turn that around and say, oh, actually, he's guilty after all? So we said, essentially, it cannot be turned around, except if it's a blatant mistake that even a child in school would make. So what's halach in the case of znus? So again, let's design a scenario. You have this man and woman who are accused of being over znus, and they are found to be innocent. And now the Dayan says, sorry, I made a terrible mistake. In fact, it's so terrible, it's something which is mamish explicit. So why should that be different in the case of Zanus? Why would the normal rules not apply? So look at Rashi towards the end of narrow lines. Toya b'noyef v'noyofes. So the way the Bach is magia, mahu, ziko. Ziko. What does Ziko mean? They were found to be innocent. Me Omrinon, would we say Mahadrinon le lechayva, that yes, it does exist the possibility of switching around to chayva. Again, in the case of murder, what did we say? That yes, in theory, even though the general rule is you cannot switch around, but on occasion you can, if it's a Mefurash Pasuk. Something that the Tzedukim agreed to. Would I say the same in the case of Znus? So Rashi explains, why is there a distinction? In the case of murder, there are many, many details and many factors that go into the story. So therefore, there are many, many different variables that could have caused the Dayan to make a mistake. What is it? Says Rashi. Bishlam Ubereitseach Ika Lamiti. it's possible in theory to make a mistake, b'mili tuva, in many, many different things, d'loy mefarsha behedya, which are not explicit. For example, kagoyim, b'oymeid even shahorgu ba. The Lashon in our Rashi is ba'oimer, but they amend it to ba'oimed. What does it mean, ba'oimed? They make an assessment. And they say, listen, Reuven took a stone, a rock, and threw it at Shimon. It landed on his head, and Shimon dropped dead on the spot. Okay, that would seem to be a classic case of murder. It's not so simple at all. Why not? Because we would have to now look at, examine this stone. Was this stone indeed lethal or not? Maybe the stone was a tiny little pebble, and in a remarkable coincidence, at the very time that the pebble hit his head, happened to be that he had a heart attack. It was nothing to do with the stone. Whereas if the stone was a heavy rock and it was able to be lethal, then it'd be chayav misa. So that is very variable. It's not straightforward at all. Says Rashi, Kagoyim, ba'oimed even shahar guba. They assessed the stone that he was accused of killing with, v'loy hoya ba kadei misa. And it turns out it did not have the koyach to kill. It was not lethal at all, and therefore what? They exempted him. One possibility. Ay b'musra mipi haharug v'loy mipi edim. There always needs to be Hasra. And it turns out that who is the one who gave Hasra? You know who gave Hasra? The person who was murdered. But it never came from Aden. Fine. Another reason to exempt him. Oy, ba'oymer. Alternatively, it was said, hu haya roidfeini. He was pursuing me. V'yochoil lahatzil be'echad me'evarav v'loy hitzil elahorgoy. What's the halacha of a roidif? So we know if Reuven is running after Shimon to kill him, Shimon can turn around and kill Reuven. In fact, anybody can kill Reuven. But if it's yochoil lahatzil be'echad me'evarav, what does that mean? If you can stop him murdering, not necessarily by killing him, but just by wounding him in one of his Eivarim, I'll shoot him in the foot. Well, obviously, under circumstances like that, I've got no right to kill him. I can only kill him if that's the only way of preventing him from murdering. But if there's a simpler way, I'll just shoot his hand, then I cannot kill him. So the problem is he did not do that. V'loy hitzil erahorgoy. So again, we have many, many, many cases, so many different factors. In a case of murder, there are so many different variables that could cause us to make a mistake. Aval benoyef v'noyofes leka ta'usa lizchusa. There, what mistake is? There's no mistake. If indeed Adim saw this man and woman be Mekayim, the Aveira together, then what factor would now exempt them? There's no murder weapon. There's no halacha of roidev, etc., etc. All those factors, when it comes to zanus, do not apply. So if that's the case, how exactly would you want to switch around the din? Oh, I made a mistake. I didn't realize that what? There's not that many variables that go into the case in the first place. So maybe even though we have our ground rules with regard to nefoshes, when you can, when you can't be choza, but maybe when it comes to the case of noyef and noyofes, which means znus, well, because there's very different, because there's not much really room for margin for error, so maybe the halacha will be different. So he answered back very interestingly. Says the Gemara Amalei, Ademoy k'doch, Yokid, Zil, Koitz, Kodach, Vitzoli. Which is another way of saying, no difference whatsoever. Rabbi Yosef, how do they translate this with regard to the fire burning?
While your fire is burning, cut your gourds and roast them.
That's the moshel. What's the nimshel?
While you are studying a Talmudic ruling, analyze it well and see its ramifications.
In other words, there's no reason to make a distinction. Correct?
Rabbi Yochanan thus tells Rabbi Chiya bar Abba that since he learnt from him that a verdict contradicted by any law with which the Sadducees concur may be reversed, verdicts in adultery cases are by definition reversible.
Right.
Since the Sadducees agree that adultery is prohibited, an erroneous verdict of acquittal, where the facts of the case are not in question, may be reversed. This is Rashi.
Right. So we're going to see Rashi. We're able to see it today, but we're going to see it tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. In other words, you asked that maybe Zanus, Noyef and Noyefes is different to Ritzeach. No, absolutely not. If you'd only studied the halacha well, you'd realize that I lay down a ground rule, and that rule applies across the board. So we'll see Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, further details about this, Mitzvah Hashem.
Right.
Okay, be well. Have a great day, everybody.